Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 says, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Friend, I pray that you live your life in such a way where you are waiting upon the Lord Jesus Christ and His return. Well, happy Sunday to you. Not just any Sunday, it is Father's Day 2019. My name is Joey Kroll. I am so glad that you're allowing me to join you and be part of your Sunday. This is, of course, Sunday worship, a program that really prepares our minds and our hearts on Christ the Lord. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Let's start things off this half hour. It's Lincoln Brewster, and today is the day, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
I'm casting my cares aside. I'm leaving my past behind. I'm setting my heart and mind on you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hand to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good, is good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day. I'm putting my fears aside. I'm leaving my doubts behind. I'm giving my hopes and dreams to you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good, is good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. And be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day. I will stand upon your truth. And all my days I'll live for you. I will stand upon your truth. And all my days I'll live for you. For you. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. Giving you my fears and sorrows. Where you lead me, I will follow. I'm trusting in what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day.
Preparing our hearts and minds on Jesus. Thanks for listening to today's program of Sunday Worship. And when G. Campbell Morgan was a young man, he visited two elderly ladies each and every week to read the Bible to them. And when he read Matthew 28:20, which says, "Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world," he said, "Isn't that a wonderful promise?" One of the ladies quickly replied, "Young man, that is not a promise. It is a fact." Friend, all God's promises are fact. Listening to Sunday Worship.
My hope. Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. Trusting in You, Lord, His oath, His covenant, His blood.
Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. How's your weekend coming along? Yeah, ours, we went up to Chicago. My dad was celebrating his 25th wedding anniversary, so we had a chance to go up to Chicago for most of the day yesterday, and it's a good time. Tell you what, getting up early today and doing the program and getting ready for church, a little an exhausting weekend already. You know, when John Quincy Adams was 80 years old, a friend asked him, "So how is John Quincy Adams today?" And he replied, "John Quincy Adams himself is very well, thank you. But the house he lives in is sadly in disrepair." It is tottering on its foundations. The walls are badly shattered and the roof is worn. The building trembles with every wind. And I think that John Quincy Adams will have to move out before long. But he himself is very well. Fred, 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, "So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day."
We want to see, Jesus lifted high. We want to see. Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see. We want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see. We want to see. We want to see Jesus lifted high. Step by step we're moving forward. Little by little we're taking ground. Every prayer a powerful weapon. Strongholds come tumbling down and down and down and down. We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see. We want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see. We want to see. We want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see. We want to see. We want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see. We want to see. We want to see Jesus lifted high.
Father's Day is a time to thank Dad for all his love and sacrifice. Research shows kids with good fathers are more likely to have a relationship with the Heavenly Father. Kids from dysfunctional homes with an absent or abusive father tend to have a distorted view of the Heavenly Father and less likely to view a relationship with God as something to be desired. So if you had a great dad, be thankful. Tell Dad that you love him and appreciate all he's done. If you don't have a positive image of Father, let me urge you to turn to the Heavenly Father. He's loving, giving, and forgiving. He loves you more than the best earthly father ever could. Our Heavenly Father loves you unconditionally, so much that He sent His only Son to die for you so you could be His child. He's waiting for you to come home. Call 888-NEED-HIM to discover how you can be a son or daughter of the Heavenly Father. That's 888-NEED-HIM.
Jesus, my Savior. Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. I shout to the Lord, all the earth there I sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas roar at the sound of your name. And I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. My Jesus, my Savior, for there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, you're my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. I let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship.
Proclaiming and uplifting the name of Jesus. You're listening to Sunday Worship. And Hudson Taylor, founder of China Inland Mission, used to hang in his home a plaque with two Hebrew words on it, Ebenezer and Jehovah Jireh. The first word means the Lord has helped us. The second word means the Lord will provide. One looked back while the other looked forward. One reminded him of God's faithfulness, and the other of God's assurances. Friend, we serve a faithful God, and His promises are true.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever wilt be. Summer and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold goodness. To Thy great faithfulness, mercy
presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside.
Yeah, that's Mike Weaver from the Christian group Big Daddy Weave, reminding us about his great faithfulness. Friend, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship right here on listener-supported Great News Radio. You can always drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. And if you have some time, you can connect with this program on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Well, clock over there is telling me that our time is winding down, but I pray that you have a wonderful and blessed Father's Day today. Just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.